No, I can say that I played for West Ham, and now I'm a manager of West Ham. And defense, when we played good, when I was playing, they were clapping, they were totally behind us. When we played bad, especially if it was a longer spell, like we had one in 1997 or 6. We got a few sticks from them, like any other fans. Now I feel they are really behind us. They are with us. They are helping us. We feel them home or away. They are great fans, of course.
So you
I
don't.
mean, the fans are very, very demanding today. We are not talking about West Ham, we are talking about Croatia got qualified now for Europe, and the fans are not happy. Like, it should be more like, you know what I mean? That's quite that's common. But if you're talking about West Ham fans, all that I felt then and it stays now the same is that they demand that you give, they have to see that you are giving 100% for the team. And if you are doing that, of course they are not happy when we are losing, but they say, yeah, it's okay, he's trying his best.
He's also been critical of Andy Carroll and said that he didn't put enough effort in under him. Do you recognise that?
Well, I heard that because first of all I'm a football fan, and I didn't have to come to become a West Ham manager to know Andy Carroll. I heard about that before, that sometimes he got injured because of that, that he wasn't like totally dedicated to be a footballer. But these are the stories from my first day. He was long injured, right? When I came here, he was injured. But the way he's working, he was working, especially in these 6 or 8 weeks of struggle when you have to work individually, which is boring and which is not ideal type of fun or enjoying football. But he done it really as a great professional, and now we are expecting the big benefits out of that. So I know what I mean. The people are talking. Those stories are definitely they are. There is something behind them. There are true stories. It's very rarely that people are making up stories. It's got to be something there. But someone has this 10%, 10% there. 10% from the other side, and it looks much worse. So the stories I don't want to comment. I told you I heard about them, but I can make comments on what I've seen since I'm here. And I'm gonna say it again, since I'm here. Well, he probably went out a few times, but we had days off and all the players went out. But I'm talking about everyday training and rehabilitation, especially in that period, was like top class, top class. And that's why we are expecting to have, as I said, a big time benefit from that, because he's Andy Carroll. And that's why me and my staff and the medicals, of course, in the first place, try to explain him that he needs to work for 6 weeks, like a kind of a pre-season, not to work for to train for 10 days with the team and then roll up the sleeves and play the game. And he did it this time. That's why, again, we should all benefit from that.
Dimitri Payet was also very vocal during the international break, criticising his international manager for not selecting him. Do you share his frustration that he's not being selected?
Well, I didn't read. I read bits again. From the way he said it and from the way I read it from English or Croatian media, it's like No, when you say criticizing, it's today it's it sounds like a heavy word. He was only trying to find out why he's not picked for France, which I can understand because every player wants to play for his country, and it's good. And it's good. I can say my opinion about him as a player. He's, for me, he's a great player. He was my first target here. I admire him. He works hard as a as a player, and he proved himself now. It's still early days, but he proved himself in every game, in these 8 games that he played for us. As a person, everybody likes him. Polite, a little bit shy, and all that, but he's having a laugh with the boys. He's one of them now. Again, so for me, he's got a great quality. For me, he would play in any national team. On the other side, who am I to? I was international manager, and you know, I don't want to push the players or that when I don't know the whole situation. Didier Deschamps is definitely is his job. France is their national team, is maybe in the whole Europe they got the widest selection. They got many great players. But if you ask me, do they have a lot of Dimitri Payet? It's hard to find them nowadays. It's hard to find them. He's a great player.
On Payet, he's made such a great start to the season. Do you think now that a few other teams will be giving him more attention than they have up till now, that it will be more difficult for him because he's made such a good start?
I think they gave him attention so far also, you know. Maybe he was unknown to some of the fans, some of the people from the media, but everybody that was involved in football in the terms of being a manager or a player knew Dimitri Payet before he came to West Ham. So make no mistake that even when we played our first game against Arsenal, or second or third or fourth, I said, like, there's a guy, and he's playing on that position that you have to take care of that space, no matter who plays on that position. You have to close that space that occurs between the lines and that. So I got no worries about it at all. First of all, we are not only Payet. We have other players who are very skillful and can do the job, and they are doing the job. They are helping them. He's helping them. First of all, that's that. And second, he's got a quality. I mean, they are trying to mark him for few years now. They tried to mark him last year in Marseille. Sometimes they do it, sometimes they can't. I mean, the people are trying to make, the people are writing books how to stop the good players, and they can't stop them most of the times because they are good players, and that's why they are the greatest players. That's why they are great players. If it was easy to stop them just by saying, listen, oh guy, we found out they have a really good player as a number 10, then they wouldn't be great players.